reporting from Richmond, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Established in 1988, the Rick Hansen Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was founded by Rick Hansen following the completion of his Man in Motion World Tour that helped raise $26 million towards spinal cord injury research. For over 35 years, the organization has worked to raise awareness, change attitudes, and remove barriers for people with disabilities. On May 8th, the Rick Hansen Foundation held an event at the Gulf of Georgia Cannery National Historic Site in Richmond, BC, celebrating the launch of the organization's newest venture, their Accessible Outdoors program. The newly launched program aims to make outdoor activities more accessible for people living with disabilities by inspiring new projects, initiatives, and policies that enable access and inclusion. Their first goal? To make the ocean a place that is accessible for all. During the event, Rick Hansen unveiled the Everyone Everywhere, a boat that takes into consideration the safety and comfort needs of people living with disabilities. The Rick Hansen Foundation identified boating as something that is often inaccessible for people living with disabilities due to a lack of design consideration for these populations. CJSF was able to take a tour of the vessel, where Hansen spoke at length of the new opportunities that it provides for people living with disabilities.
Yeah, the reason we wanted to start in the marine environment was because, first of all, that's one of the biggest barriers out there, is if almost every marina that exists, every boat that's being built, is actually not accessible. And so when you have a marina, a host marina like the Steveston Harbor Authority, that's actually thinking about accessibility, it's a shining example of what could be everywhere. The boats that are being built are built in general without accessibility in mind, and they're hard to adapt, even if they they're purchased by someone and someone has a stroke or an injury. They really feel like they actually have to get rid of the boat and maybe not even be able to participate again. And by the way, you know, accessibility is one of the fastest segments of the global tourism industry. And so when we bring people here to British Columbia and they go out whale watching, they go out, you know, sport fishing, they do ecotourism, we want them to be able to participate. And it should be good for Canada to be able to actually offer this and really attract more people to be here.
Hansen then went on to give a more detailed explanation of the possibilities that this boat provides.
In this boat, we want to be able to have the back section, which is typically, it's the working section. It's where you can actually go out and be a researcher and work on conservation. You can clean up, you know, ghost nets in the river that don't need to be there and put it into recycling, or you can work on habitat or do sonar assessment or tag fish and monitor them and release them, or you can be a recreational fisherman or fisherwoman. And so these are the opportunities in the back, where you can be outdoors doing a cruise and doing an ecotourism example, where a First Nations leader can be a host and they can actually have a disability and actually be on the water for the first time in their entire life, talking about their heritage and how important the river is to their nation and to all of us, and how we have to make sure that it's healthy so that it's sustainable for the future.
We then had the opportunity to go onto the vessel, where Hansen spoke on how the adaptable design of this boat can hopefully inspire other manufacturers to take note of these design choices.
You can make it general for everybody, and then you can, if you put anything unique that's kind of fixed, you can actually, once you have the floor plan, you can easily adapt it. You can move it around or take it if somebody has different needs, or like, for instance, if I purchase this and I was able-bodied, if I put like fixed seats in, then the boat has been built so that if someone came along and they were in a wheelchair, they could take the seats out, put the lift in, and it would be a simple adaptation, mm-hmm. because there's no structural barrier in the way. But if it was structurally changed, you know, where that open floor plan didn't exist, then it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and it would be prohibitive to make the change.
Hansen then provided some remarks on the time it's taken for himself, as well as the foundation, to reach this point.
we've come a long way in 40 years of everybody working towards making change, and there's a lot to celebrate, and I'm incredibly grateful for the many champions and people who have actually taken up that challenge and implemented solutions. But it's also a reality check of, you know, the fact that we've got a long way to go. So this is an example of yet another barrier being removed. So let's just keep going. We're not over.
For those wanting to learn more about the Rick Hansen Foundation's Accessible Outdoors program, as well as how to book an appointment on the Everyone Everywhere vessel, you can go to rickhansen.com. Once again, this has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.